Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Monday to all of you. And also, we just want to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday in honor of the work that he's done so that all of us can have equal rights and to be able to celebrate those rights one with another so that we can know how to continue to treat one another and live here in the U.S. of A. and around the world, honoring each other. And so I just want to just thank God for the work that he has done and that is continuing to be done through us as we take on that mantle as well. Hi, my name is Nayshawn Turner. To all of you who have been listening to me and supporting the show, I just want to say thank you. And for those of you who have been a part of the 31-Day Empowerment Challenge, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to you as well. Listen, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Nayshawn Turner, the CEO and founder of Uniquely Designed Coaching, and I'm also the creator of the Total Empowered Woman Movement. And I am just so excited about what has been happening for the past 2 weeks. As those of you who know about the 31-Day Empowerment Challenge and who have been joining in and have been seeing transformation happen in your own life because you have decided to step into your power in 2017. And so I've just been enjoying so much sharing how the challenge worked and getting the feedback from those who've been participating in it. And it's just been an exciting time, you know, for us to all begin to make bolder moves and more powerful decisions and to be able to really master some of those areas that we've been stuck in or that we just kind of have been put to the side and know that it needs work. And so now is the time to begin to work on some areas in our lives so that we can have an empowered life and live it more successfully in those areas. So if you're ready for transformation in your life in a big way, using what's already in you, I want you to join me for this upcoming week in the 31-Day Empowerment Challenge. Listen, we are already halfway through, but if you join me on Facebook, which is at Nayshawn Turner-Uniquely Designed Coaching, you can catch all the replays of the tape, of the challenge, rather, and you can get caught up with us. Listen, we don't want to leave any man or woman behind. We want you to join in and enjoy stretching yourself, enlarging yourself, growing in the capacity in which you are to grow and become more of who you already are. And so it's important for you to get involved, right? And let's start this year off right. Listen, I want to say to those of you who want to call into the show and just kind of give some feedback if you've been participating in the challenge, let me know what's been going on, how it has transformed your life, and how it's causing you to become a better you. Just call in at 215-383-3846. That's 215-383-3846. And let me know what's been going on. And then also, I want you guys to follow me on Blog Talk Radio and share the broadcast. Listen, we're going to be having some great guests coming up within the next few months, and I'm so excited about that as well. So, listen, I'm going to give an overview, or just a review, rather, of week two, because we've been doing some great stuff, y'all. We've been working out in this challenge, and so I just want to kind of give you an overview so you can know what you have missed, but yet what you can begin to participate in, and so that you can see the change that you've been believing for happen in your life as well. I'm just going to do a quick review for last week. Last week we talked about being empowered to grow. And what I shared with everyone last week was that, you know, growing is up to us. And it's up to us if we want to move forward in our life or if we just want to stay where we are, right? And if you stay stuck where you are, you become what's called stagnant. And when you think about being stagnated in any area of your life, you know, there's nothing productive or healthy that's coming out of that place, right? Because when waters become stagnated, we know that it breeds infection and disease and all of that. And so if you're looking at different areas of your life and you feel like it's kind of diseased, it's infected, it's not growing, it's ill in some type of way, right? We need to begin to think about how can we move out of this place so that we can begin to produce and develop and flourish and increase and evolve and advance to a whole nother level in our life. But the reality is, it's up to you. So if you decide that you're ready to up your life game or your professional game or your money game, your health game, your relationship game, or even your spiritual game, it's up to you. And so you have to decide that I'm ready to grow, I'm determined, I'm committed to my growth, and so that you can reach your goals and become your best self. So I encourage people to do something, you know, identify an action step that you can take that's going to challenge you to get out of your comfort zone. And then we talked about being empowered to dream, because all of us have been given the gift of imagination. And I know that when we were little, we used it all the time, right? And we imagine us doing all kinds of things or becoming all kinds of people, right? And what has happened is that we stopped dreaming. And I understand a lot of people say, well, life's gotten in the way. And yes, that's true. Life happens to all of us. But there is a portion in us that we need to step back into, and that's dreaming again. Begin to dream bigger dreams, those dreams that were always there and that we've been afraid to step into. And the reality is, if your dream is not scaring you, then it's not big enough, right? And so it's time for us to get back to dreaming and pursuing the greater purposes for our lives, right? And to begin to decide that we're going to do that. And one way you can do that is by creating a vision board. You know, and of course, those of you who know, I'm going to be having a vision board party on January 28th, and it's going to be phenomenal. They help you to learn how to capture your vision, how to write a vision statement, and how to begin to move out in the direction of your vision so that you can see some things manifest in your life, because that dream is still in you and that dream is ready to come true. All right? And so then I talked about being empowered to thrive in your relationships. You know, relationships are so important, and it's important for us to know that our relationships are working, right? And if you are been involved in dysfunctional relationships and that has become your normal, you need to reassess those relationships, because we want everything in our lives to be working in a positive way. And I know that it will work if you work it, but it's going to take work. And so you have to decide what kind of investment that you want to make in your relationship so that you can get a return on your investment. So if you want 30%, 60%, 100%, you got to be willing to do the work. And that's in any area of your relationships, whether it's your marriage, your friendships, your family, your coworkers, your significant others, whatever. If you want to see yourself and them to prosper this year and to have, you know, a wonderful relationship, you need to be able to know what's required to do that and to be able to define what a healthy relationship looks like. And so I kind of gave, you know, some things to help you to look at that. You know, if you're with people that doesn't make you feel good, they're just tolerating you and not celebrating you, if they're not there in your corner and all of that, if you feel horrible out of their presence, then, you know, there's some things you need to change about that so that you can begin to really thrive in your relationship. So we talked a little bit about that, and then we went on to talk about being empowered for real sisterhood. You know, I believe in the sisterhood. You know, I believe in women supporting women, women reaching out to one another, women encouraging each other, you know, to become their best and not competing with each other and all of that. And one of the things that I tried to emphasize when we talked about empowered for real sisterhood is to realize that, you know, I am my sister's keeper because I am my sister, right? And I'm not separate from you. I am you. And so if we can identify with each other's struggles and frustrations and challenges and pains and joys and all of that, and to really embrace one another and walk through that journey together, you know, so that we can all come out whole and that we can all come out healed and that we can all come out stronger than ever, and so that we can all be able to celebrate the victories and the triumphs and all of those things, and to just let each other know that, listen, I got you, you know. And so one way to do that is be able to love and accept each other without judgment, right? To be able to love each other even at our worst, but also to love each other enough to call each other on our stuff, right? When we know that we are not doing right, you know, when we know that we've kind of stepped beyond the bounds that we should have gone. The other thing is no competition. You know, we see on television a lot of times, especially on some of these reality shows, that women are competing with each other, women are tearing each other down. That's not what real sisterhood is. It's about really being able to see you, want to see you do well, and to celebrate her like it was yourself, right? And then being able to just keep each other covered in prayer and keep each other's secrets and just really being a real sister. And that's really important. So I challenge people to get out there and begin to build up and strengthen the sisterhood, you know, and see which way you can reach out to support her in whatever way that she needs. And then I talked about being a great wife. And, you know, for those of you who know me, I love being married, been married for 27 years. It would be 28 years this year. And I know that marriage is a beautiful thing. It definitely can be the most beautiful thing that you experience in your life besides your children. And so I know that it is a beautiful thing, and especially if both people in the relationship, you know, values and honors the sacred union with respect, love, and commitment. And so this union that God put together with a man and a woman, he created it, and he said it's good, right? And there is no other relationship like it on the planet, right, where you are to forsake all others and to cleave to that one person so that you can become one. And so I'm grateful to know that is possible, you know, especially if we keep God in it. And so, you know, when you think about relationship, I want you to think about it in a different way. You know, some people think about, oh, it's just a piece of paper. No, your relationship is not a contract. You know, a marriage, rather, is not a contract. Marriage is a covenant, which means it's a lifetime agreement and promise to each other, right? And so I just wanted to talk, you know, I want to talk about how, you know, being a wife is an honorable title to own and to wear proudly, you know, to be chosen by one man, you know, and to uphold that until death do you part. And so there's a lot of different ways where we can help our men to be the best that they can be, because we've been called to be helpmates, right? And so that means to help them to get to their destiny, but also to find out what their needs are. So for most men, we know that it is respect and support, of course, you know, being able to defer to him, which is what they value, and keeping him a priority. And also, you know, what he wants, which is sex and intimacy as well. So there are different ways that I talked about how we can do that and be able to celebrate being that wife. And then I talked about being a true friend and what that looks like, and how we need to be there one for another. And then yesterday I talked about getting happy. Listen, I just want to say nobody's responsible for your happiness. You are responsible for your happiness, and happiness is a choice. So listen, choose to be happy regardless of what's going on. You're the only one who have the power to make a decision how you're going to respond to whatever is going on in your life. And in order to get some happiness back, we need to look at how we can be grateful and help other people and so forth. So listen, that's the week two of review. Hope that you guys have enjoyed it and that you will follow me on Facebook Live as I go and do those sessions at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And listen, if you want to come to the Vision Port Party, just go onto my website, nashawnturner.com, hit the event tab, and listen, all the information is there. Well, listen, I am so excited about doing week three of the 31-Day Empowerment Challenge. I want you to join me, share, Tell people to come on and let their lives be empowered and changed like never before. And listen, I will talk to you guys next week and tell you about all the great things that happened during the Empowerment Challenge next week. All right, I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be as we empower you to uniquely design your life.